Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the McDonald Local Board of Education to order at 7 p.m. And we have the roll call.
Mr. Capizello.
Here.
Mr. Hannan.
Here.
Mrs. Clace.
Here.
Mrs. Higgins.
Here.
Mr. Sagarz.
Here. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item of business is approval of the agenda for this regular meeting. We'll had an opportunity to take a look at the draft agenda. Are there any comments, changes, additions, corrections?
I have a couple comments.
Okay.
We need to add the addendum, number 7, Assistant Athletic Director under Personnel Committee.
Okay.
And we also need to move number 2 in the Finance section to number 8 in Personnel.
Okay. Any other changes? Hearing none, at this time we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as modified.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Sagarz?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. We are going to have executive session at the end of our meeting, but there will be no businesses conducted after executive session is adjourned. Next item of business is recognition of visitor audience participation. Ms. Razzo?
Hi, Samantha Razzo. I'm president of MEA. And I wasn't available to come to the last meeting, so I just actually have a question about the stadium because I didn't see, and I don't know if anyone's going to speak to it tonight, but actually two questions. The first one is, are we planning on like telling the community or kind of explaining what had happened? You hear a lot of stories as to, you know, what's going on. And I just wondered, at some point, is the board going to put out something kind of explaining to the community, what we're doing or what happened? And I just wanted to know if you were able to speak tonight about if there is anything, decisions that you've made or things that you're looking into in regards to a stadium.
To answer the first question, that will be yes. We would not plan on doing any sort of disclosure until such time as the board officially takes action regarding what we're going to do. I don't have anything additional to report with respect to the status of the property. We're still pursuing that, and we're still negotiating and trying to get something done with that. With respect to alternatives, we have, I'll let you talk, Kevin, because there was a meeting that was conducted on Friday with respect to that with our engineer, and I wasn't present at the meeting, so I'll let Kevin speak to that.
Last Friday, Rodwell King works through the GPD group, who we've hired now to be the on-call engineer and the architect, also the group that was selected by the board to work on the project, had a chance to come in and meet with Mr. Hannan, Mr. Capizello from our Buildings and Grounds. And we actually went through a lot of things in the building, so it wasn't simply for the stadium. And I'll go through some of those other things later in the superintendent's report, because there was quite a few things that we're working on in the high school. But we did have quite a bit of time to go outside. He had an architect as well as a civil engineer. The civil engineer that he brought with him had a great knowledge of this area. He's done an extensive amount of work within the village, like all the paving projects he's been involved in. He was the engineer that did the parking lot that we put in between Roosevelt and the stadium. So he had a lot of knowledge about the area, things that we could do. So we walked him up there. We looked at everything from what was underneath the current stadium. He wanted to see the condition of what we're dealing with right now. Talked about options that we could come up with. One of the biggest things that I took, and I had Mr. Carquito came in later, and we looked at some blueprints that were old blueprints that were done by MS Consultants, I want to say back in 2005, somewhere in that range. He had a chance with the current software. He took Lakeview's track, for instance, and he dropped it into our facility, just to kind of get a look, you know, computerized, okay, if we put Lakeview's track, what would it look like on this piece of land? His first comments were, we were, now, mind you, Lakeview has an 8-lane track, too, and it's a bigger facility than what we're looking at. But it was the newest one that company had just finished. His comments were about 50 feet short in the width that we would need between 6th Street and 7th Street. And the current stadium, we would need about 100 feet more in between where the high school sits and the elementary sits. So he said those are the two obvious big obstacles. The distance between the two schools is a little bit more manageable because you can take a look at going back into that parking lot, although there was concern if we would we have to go back far enough where we could affect the access road into Roosevelt. So those were one things he was going to do some research on. The 50 feet short that we are between 6th and 7th is obviously the biggest concern. If we take it off of an 8-lane track and condense it to a 6, we know that we would save approximately, even a large lane for a track is approximately 3.5, a little bit closer to 4 feet. You can even go a little bit smaller, but even taking those two lanes off, we're still approximately 40 feet short. So he knows we're going to have to get creative in anything that we do, all the way from changing the actual track itself into a little less oval, maybe shape it a little bit different, all the way to could we move the field at an angle to gain a little bit more distance. So that was some of the things that we talked about, as well as looking into all different options at the current site, taking a look at modular concession stands and bathrooms that they said that could be brought in, that you don't have to build from the ground up. Literally, they come almost ready to go. We have the water lines up there. We have the, you know, the sewer lines up there, so it would not be a terrible part of that project. So really wanted to have them take a look at every option that we had. Is it possible to get a 6-lane? And then even if we look at a 6-lane track, how's the parking situation going to be affected? Because that's something we looked at greatly, too. Because if we can't gain parking, we're still going to be left with a big-time problem anytime we have a meet here or a football game. So that was something that they're keenly aware of, and they're going to look at some solutions if they exist. We talked about even adding sidewalks from the Roosevelt teachers parking lot and sidewalking that all the way down on the backside to the football stadium, adding additional parking lots up on top of that area. So a lot of different proposals were thrown out there. Now, at this point, we're going to wait for them to get us some drawings as well as potentially some numbers that would go along with those.
Question. Anything else?
No.
Come on, I know it wasn't that good. Go ahead. Yeah.
I got something just off the beat path of the stadium, what have you. I'm just curious from the board's perspective. I know I talked to Kevin several times about this issue, the athletic director's job. Why was it so precedent, or what was it? You know, can you give me some information on why we couldn't allow that person to coach?
It wasn't a question of allowing the person to coach. It was what was going to be most desirable for that position. And one of the questions, obviously, is time and availability, because with an individual who has a coaching supplemental, I mean, that takes a huge amount of time. To add on that to what your underlying classes that you're teaching, and then to add an athletic director on top of that, it really creates a burden on the individual and stretches them pretty thinly. So we thought it would be much more advantageous for that position to be for both the supplemental for the coaching position to take pressure off of that position, as well as take pressure off of the athletic director position by not having an individual who is both coaching and acting as athletic director.
I just didn't know if you've foreseen things that happened maybe in the last 30 to 40 years where that AD was a coach. You know, that was there issues that happened or something that may have come up that possibly, I mean, or is it just the workload? I mean, it happened, it's been, you know, things have been done that way for several years.
Understood, but we thought it would be much more desirable for both, you know, both the ability of the individual to cover all those things as well as the quality of the job that would be done by not having one individual be laden with so much responsibility and so much work.
And I mean, that's just something you're seeing, I think, across the area at all schools. Athletic directors used to be coaches. I mean, you probably could point to that across the entire Trumbull County, Mahoning County, but you're seeing less and less of that moving forward just because there is time required of them to do more stuff.
It all depends on the size of the school, though.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times the larger school, and a lot of the schools have administrative, they're administrative.
They might have extra people.
You know, well, they're administrative positions. And a lot of times that AD is a full-time position. I can understand that person not coaching in a full-time role. You know, but when it's a supplemental like we have it at our school, a small supplemental, I just was curious what your thoughts were. You know, why you were looking, you know, and I just look at myself doing it for 4 years. I thought, well, hey, maybe something happened in those 4 years that could have caused a problem going forward. That's all. You know, and talking to the ex-ADs from years and years and years ago, I was just curious. That's all, to see where you're, you know, where you guys were heading and what you were thinking.
I mean, I can say from my perspective, there was never an issue of, you know, saying, hey, we got to get Danny to resign from.
I mean, oh, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, when you came in, then it kind of got that thought process of saying, okay, do we have an opportunity here? Do we take a look at a different direction? And I think that's where the conversation started. It certainly wasn't a matter of, okay, he's doing something, because I think in that case, they would have tried to address those issues specifically and say, Dan, we need you to help out a little bit more here or move in that direction. But no, that was specifically, nothing ever was mentioned of, we got to move this direction because something didn't get done, as much as, what else could we do if that person doesn't have two responsibilities at the same time?
Well, I mean, I know a lot of times at a small school, we want our people coaching also.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, our ADs are really qualified to coach, and we're losing out on some good coaches as well. So that's just something I looked at, you know, as far as that goes as well, that, you know, we're losing, we got some people that are really qualified that can be really top-notch coaches here that are going to take these positions down the road. I mean, I've resigned and moved on, but, you know, so we like to have those teachers coaching. I mean, even as a head coach, I love to have my teachers helping me coach football. You know, I think that's important because they're in the classroom, they're in the hallways, you know, and things like that. I hate to lose coaches that way just because maybe we're looking at something a little differently, but it's understood. I see where you're coming from, but, you know, we got some good people here that I think can be real quality coaches as well, but, you know, that's good information, though.
No, it's a little bit of a loss, but a win. Just like, I mean, I think the other night, Kevin, you and Josh went to that soccer match, which, you know, it's sports, you know, who knows how many sports we add over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, that AD role takes on a whole nother perspective when you're talking that. I mean, I think Josh was at that club. Sorry, you didn't have any kids there.
Yeah, something's got to be looked at, too, I think, is maybe giving this person some more time off. Even Josh is going to, you know, with teaching a full load, it's gonna be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work for one individual. And I know we've looked at that in the past, and in the past it had been a part-time teaching position and then an AD position on top of that. So I think, I mean, that's something that could be looked at as well, that we can give this person some time. Because it's a more demanding job than people may think, just doing the job myself.
No, most definitely.
And I think we're going to have to take a look, possibly, at giving this person some more free time.
Well, I think that was one of the thrusts with adding the assistant AD position in the first place, is to provide additional help that way.
The assistant AD had been there forever.
Well, filling in.
What do you mean when you added it? I mean, that was taking away a fiscal emergency.
Yeah, that's what I'm
so all you did
bringing
was
it
bring
back.
That back, which
right.
Was there for the last 40 years anyway.
But it wasn't there during fiscal emergency.
Right.
So I'm saying it was an effort to.
Yeah, but that person is real literally just covers games. You know, that's all that person's doing. There's a lot more work being added on through the state to this athletic director that I think needs to be taken a look at.
Well, we're certainly open to ideas and, you know, comments and whatever as this progresses, and, you know, we see what those responsibilities are and those how much of a workload it is.
Because I know it was brought to your attention a year or so ago, and it was like the job had been going on being done, so we're just going to let it ride that way. But, you know, from what you're saying now, you know, you understand it's a really, you know, it's a job that takes a lot of work. So I just, you know, hopefully, you know, we can take a look at that maybe down the road and say, hey, you know, this guy needs freed up a little bit or what have you. But,
so I think we did hear you, though, Danny, and that the fact that the workload was increasing, so that when you resigned, that forced us to look at, okay, what could we do? How could we change this? And that's what John and Mr. O'Connell are saying. That
I understand that, but I
try to remove all that extra workload of coaching.
Right.
And we're still listening to you. We still hear you.
Well,
you know, it's not falling on deaf ears.
I gave our superintendent, I gave it to you guys, and you wanted to know what the other teams in our league, what their ADs were doing for a workload. Right. There's not one AD teaching more than four classes. And at that point, it was said, well, we're getting it done the way we're doing it. It's going to stay that way. So I understand you took coaching away from the AD, but it's still a workload more than just, you know, Josh has got a full schedule. and he's going to give up his lunch duty and some things to do this job. I think it'll be difficult, that's all I say. So I just think it's something we should look at.
We will look at it, and we'll be open to it.
Yeah.
Just one question. The people that work four classes a day, and then there's, do they get an extra stipend, and that's just part of their salary? You said that they work, like you have eight classes, or I think it's eight classes.
Everybody has seven.
Plus one planning, right?
Yeah.
So they get an extra stipend after duty, after school work money. Do they get their salary for, like you get a salary for being a teacher?
Correct.
The extra is extra after school. You make a full salary for seven periods.
Right.
And then you get paid extra, I don't know, $8,000 or $9,000. Is that how they, did they make their full salary plus excess?
Yeah, their AD salary, but there's things that have to be done during the school day that.
I'm just asking, do they get paid extra? That sure. People that go, so they get a full salary, get right. Four, only teach half a day and get an extra stipend?
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. First item of business, or I should say next item of business, is approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of July 26, 2017. You had an opportunity to review drafts of those minutes. Are there any additions, corrections, deletions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the draft regular meeting minutes as presented.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzolo and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as made.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yep.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Next item is approval of board minutes from the special meeting of August 4th, 2017. You've had an opportunity to look at those draft minutes. Are there any corrections, additions, subtractions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to vote upon the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzolo. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes. Motion carries. Any old business? Hearing none, we'll move into new business. We'll start with the Finance Committee. Mr. Hannon.
As far as report tonight, Mr. Johnson's not here. We went over the last meeting I gave you about a 7-page report that we discussed options. I'd rather have him here. In fact, I think we're thinking about having a work session and invite people like you and the people come in and look at our options, get a different insight. We've talked about that for a while. I think we want to do that before the next meeting. So I think that'll answer a lot of questions for things that we don't even know that you know. Some of you know, some of you all have different input. So that's all I have to say tonight.
Okay, thank you. Then we move on to the Treasurer Financial Report for July 2017, comprised of the check register, the financial summary, and the bank reconciliation, which has been presented to you. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Klase. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
We all received a 7-page report from Mr. Johnson, the checks, balance, etc., and we all went over. Everything's in excellent shape. Okay. I hope he paid the bills and accept the report. That's all I have.
Anything else? Let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item is a motion regarding parental transportation contract. The resolution is to declare transportation impractical for certain identified students presented pursuant to the requirements of Revised Code Chapter 3327 and procedures set forth by the Ohio Department of Education. The resolution follows careful evaluation of all other available options prior to consideration of impracticality. Superintendent of Schools recommends that the Board of Education adopt the following resolution to pay the parents in lieu of transportation. Whereas the student identified below has been determined to be a resident of the school district and eligible for transportation services, and after a careful evaluation of all available options, it has been determined that it is impractical to provide transportation to the student to selected school. Therefore, the following factors as identified in revised code section 3327.02 have been considered. These are the time and distance required to provide transportation, number of pupils to be transported, the cost of providing transportation in terms of equipment, maintenance, personnel, and administration, whether similar or equivalent services provided to other pupils eligible for transportation, whether and to what extent the additional service unavoidably disrupts current transportation schedules, whether other reimbursable types of transportation are available. Whereas it is the option of offering payment in lieu of transportation provided in the revised code, therefore, be it resolved that the McDonald Board of Education hereby approves the declaration of impractical to transport the identified student and offers the student payment in lieu of transportation. Copy that as on Exhibit A, the individual identified in these resolutions. On recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Place. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Kevin could address it more, but you can't take a bus for one child.
Exactly. If we, by transporting one child to this location, it would create an obviously a big burden on our already stretched transportation system. And that transportation system is only stretched based upon drivers. I mean, we have the buses and we even have the money set aside if we need it, but finding bus drivers, as we're going to see here shortly, we have one that resigned from us just 2 days ago. So in those situations, when you're dealing with one student, it's often a much better situation for the district to offer payment. The parent was very agreeable and worked with us in this situation and intends to have the student back with us next year as a junior. I think the academy that they're going to, the STEM Academy, is only up to sophomore level. So.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzulo?
Yes.
Motion carries. We move to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Clase, chairperson.
Mr. O'Connell and the staff have worked really hard this summer filling all of the open positions. There were quite a few at this point. Everything is filled, correct?
Yes, everything is filled, ready to go. There is an issue with one of our current staff members I'd like to talk to you guys about in executive session, but we are ready to start the school.
Great. Thank you. That's all for me.
Okay. Well, our first item of business under personnel is a resolution to accept the resignation of Tom Sanich as Assistant Athletic Director from McDonald Local Schools, effective August 9th, 2017. A copy of that resignation is attached as Exhibit B. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clase and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
If I could, I would just say Mr. Sanders has done a great job in that role. I thank him for doing that. I think he does an excellent job in the classroom and coaching for us. So I'm excited that he's still in here with us in those roles, but you know, wish him nothing but the best of those. So.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzulo?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to accept the resignation of Melanie Hauser as a bus driver for McDonald Local Schools, effective August 18, 2017. Copy of that resignation is attached to Exhibit C. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clase and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Do we have any discussion upon the motion?
This driver will also potentially be working as a sub-driver for us, but since we hired her, a couple weeks later, she was hired in Middle Ridge where she lives, so that was obviously a chance for her to stay a little bit closer to home. So she's asked to stay on board with us and maybe help out in some trips or some sub roles in the evening, so could still be a benefit for us.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the resolution as presented.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzulo?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire Sarah Miller as Title I tutor pending certification and BCII FBI background checks for the 2017-2018 school year, Roosevelt Elementary School. Position will be at a rate of $17 per hour for 5.75 hours per day, not to exceed 28.75 hours per week. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire the following personnel as Title I intervention paraprofessionals pending certification and BCII FBI background checks for the 2017-2018 school year at Roosevelt Elementary School. Position will be at a rate of $12 per hour for 5.75 hours per day, not to exceed 28.75 hours per week. That's Lori Chepke and Stephanie Hillman. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Do you want to explain this a little bit further? Because it's a little different than...
Sure. The individuals that are coming back work, as well as Sarah Miller from the one before, are all coming through us through the Title I reading program, which is the federal grant program. There had to be some adjustments to the program simply for the fact that, like all schools, unfortunately, across the state, especially if your enrollment's shrinking, our Title I budget took a pretty good hit this year. So what we had to look through was make sure that we gave ourselves that ability to pay for these individuals there, but also do it in a flexible scheduling way. So we honestly feel that in those 5.75 hours, we can make sure those are targeted right to where we need them for the students. So there is a little bit of an adjustment to their schedules, but you know, we feel like they're good individuals. They've done a great job for us in the past. So we definitely want to bring them back on. And this is a way that we can pull that off.
Good. Thank you.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following personnel on one-year supplemental contracts pending certification and BCII FBI background checks as follows. Courtney Kunkel, girls junior high cross country coach, $1,765. Callie Garland, assistant volunteer girls junior high cross country coach for no compensation. Bill Iff, boys head baseball coach for $3,884. Lou Dimitrovich, boys head track coach, $3,884. Mary DeVenture-Rich, girls head track coach, $3,884. John Fields, girls varsity assistant track coach, $2,118. Jeanette Dimitrovich, girls junior high track coach, $1,765. Jeanette Dimitrovich is the volunteer girls tennis coach for no compensation. And John Anthony is the pep band director, $1,059. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire the following personnel on a one-year limited contract pending certification and BCII FBI background checks for the 2017-2018 school year. Those individuals are attached on Exhibit D to your agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
These individuals, just for the record, are all working through subpositions for us. A lot of them you'll see multiple times on there just simply for the fields that they're willing to fill. We're always looking for more people, obviously all the way from bus drivers to custodial help to kitchen help. So anytime we receive any additional applications, we'll go through that process, and if we can, we'll get them in front of you.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire Robert Hillman as Assistant Athletic Director for McDonough Local Schools for the 2017-2018 school year, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks at a contract amount of $1,765. Copy of that is attached as Exhibit E. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. And our final item under personnel is a resolution to pay the following McDonald police officers the sum of $25 per hour for campus patrol for McDonald Local School District for all student days for the 2017-2018 school year. Those individuals are listed in this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
I can let you guys know that I did meet with Acting Chief Woodley to, you know, talk about the program, see what this kind of stuff that they've done in the past. Have talked to both principals, encouraged them to be very open with them and talk to them about any needs that we see. They were pretty open and receptive to that. I think the more they're in the buildings rather than in the, having them in the cars outside is a nice feeling as is, but I really want to see them active and involved in the buildings. We don't want them to disrupt anything educationally. But I certainly think the more they're seen in the hallways, the more they're seen when the kids are heading out of here, heading to lunch, is, you know, and coming back, I think any is going to be a real big benefit. And they were very open and receptive to that and said that we could come to them with any needs that we find along that way.
Well, I definitely think that's a good thing to encourage. Yeah. I would agree with you.
Thank you.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Clayson?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. We now, as we flip through here, move into the policy committee. Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
Nothing to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. First item of business is a resolution authorizing McDonald Local School District to attend the 2017 OSBA Capital Conference on November 12th, 13th, 14th, 2017 in Columbus, Ohio. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Absolutely. If you guys get a chance, if you want to take a look, if you go online, and I can even print out some brochures and get them to you. It's a great conference. It is a little bit of a time commitment for you. The conference starts on a Sunday evening this year and goes to Tuesday at about 5 o'clock. They did shorten it a little bit from the past. But a great opportunity to pick from hundreds of learning sessions so you can really find the things that you're most interested in, maybe things that fit the policy groups that you're on and the areas that you're a chairperson on. So if you are interested in that, please let me know. We do have to start, actually by mid-September, we'll be working through trying to get hotel rooms, which become a real big fiasco down there. We also do need for you guys to decide on who would be the delegate to attend the State Board of Education meeting. So they're looking for us to name a delegate and then an alternate if possible. So if you guys get a chance to look at your calendars, I know that's, you know, a busy time of year as we're coming around, but if anybody's interested, please let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes. Motion carries. Next item is a resolution for the McDonald Little Blue Devils to use the high school football stadium for the 2017 season on August 12th, August 19th, September 9th, September 16th, and October 5th at a cost of $125 per game. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Any discussion upon the motion?
As of last year, the same situation, I find it very hard charge our little kids $125 a game, we're sitting at $7 million. This was done in a crisis management and his goodwill. So I just, I'm not a negative, I'm not going to support this because I think it should be waived.
The one challenge we have too is we have to take a look at it's a building rental fee or, you know, and that's the situation there. What we try to do is, especially when events do not require us to have a lot of custodial help and they're held during times where we have people here, I want to make sure we're open to that. But in these situations, we do have to call in extra custodial help, and that's why they've always included that under the kind of a rental.
But they didn't do it for 25 years. They didn't do it until the levies for the crisis management came to pass, and we had the same cost then. I just think it's a goodwill to their kids. I mean, they could pay for insurance. I don't know what they pay for equipment, but $500 is $500. You're exactly correct.
Absolutely.
Don't need one man's opinion.
No, that's something if you guys want to look down that direction, we'll be happy to work with you.
I'm not against what you're saying. I just think, as head of finance, I couldn't recommend that, but that doesn't mean it's
any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the resolution as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
No.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes. Motion carries. I'm assuming we're not going to have a treasurer's report tonight, so that allows us to roll into the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Saganich. I had a couple items that I did write down that I really wanted to spend just a couple minutes on. First was the summer school that was just completed at the elementary school. The summer school was sponsored through the United Way, and I know that many of you had a chance to see some of the article that was in the Tribune. So I wanted to start by thanking Mrs. Crumpack kind of stepped into that role at the last minute when Mr. Vecchione left and went to Struthers. So we were in desperate need of someone to kind of spearhead that. And she certainly came through in the end, made a lot of phone calls home, made sure all the kids were there. But I'd also like to thank all the teachers. There were Mr. Hilbin, Mrs. Worrell, Mrs. Edwards, Mrs. Simmons, Ms. Metzinger. Mrs. Simmons, am I missing anybody? I don't want to miss somebody. But no, I truly appreciate what they did, because if they don't come in, that program doesn't go anywhere. And for us to be able to have the kids see their teachers there, they're going to have a buy-in to the program that they're going under. So I want to thank all those for their hard work and the United Way for their help with that as well. The second item I had on here was the concussion impact testing that has been talked about for quite some time. That is something that we did get a chance to this month, put that in play for the first time. As of this point, I know that I think all football players, and we are working towards having all fall athletes, have completed the concussion impact testing. And just so everybody knows, what that basically is, it's a chance to have them come in and get a baseline test on them. It's not an intelligence test as much as, where's Mr. Morris back there? He educated me. It's an orientation test to where the kids then get a baseline for how they handle the stuff they see on the screen. Therefore, if there's any concern by any of our coaches that there's an injury, there's a head injury, we can immediately, you know, we can give those results to their physician. We're not going to be part of any clearance to have them come back on the field. That's simply going to be up to, you know, the doctor to make that clearance. But what we're doing is providing that baseline, because if they don't have that baseline, the protocol takes a lot longer to go through as far as establishing that. So I want to thank, you know, Mr. Morris. Without him and his license, that program would not have been accomplished. So I definitely have to thank him, Mr. Crumpack, Mr. Hannon, and Mrs. Shadle, I think, started this conversation. Yeah, and a long time ago. So, and I'm really proud that we got that done. And it's something I think we could move towards all of our athletes. As a matter of fact, it's something Mr. Crumpack and I had a discussion the other day watching that soccer game of, I know it's not sanctioned, but they're still our kids. And maybe if we could find a way to get them in here, we have the licenses to do it. It might not be a bad idea, because I think soccer probably, by the research, says it's the number one concussion sport out there. So if we can offer that to those students, even though they're not sanctioned, I think it's something that might not be a bad idea for us. So I wanted to thank those guys. We had a chance 2 weeks ago to go to the administrators, Trumbull County Administrators Conference up in Geneva. Mr. Carquito, Mr. Jones, and Mrs. Crumpack and I attended that. A lot of good information they shared with us. There's things that are changing very rapidly, all the way from transgender policies to a massive change in the attendance policies that we're going to be dealing with this school year. So that's something that it was good to at least get up there and get that information. So we're going to be working with that a lot over this school year. Seventh grade orientation was last Friday. Everything seemed to went very well, so I want to thank Mr. Carquito and our new guidance counselor, Mrs. Boscia, for that. They did a great job there. Roosevelt Open House will be tomorrow night, or I'm sorry, Thursday night. That is the first time I think we're doing that open house before school?
We did it last year.
Last year was the first? Okay. So we're looking forward to a big crowd up there. I know they'll all be eager to come see their teachers and check out the new principal that's up there as well. So if you're around, you want to stop by tomorrow, feel free to do that. The maintenance staff of both buildings, I wanted to take a second. Those guys, to me, you know, I've been amazed at the work they've done. Not only have they got it done, they've been ahead of schedule. They're on task. The building looks fantastic right now. I encourage you to walk through it, because once we open the door Monday, you know, 400 kids in here, it doesn't look like that for long. But they've done a tremendous job. So Pam Baker, Michelle Taylor, Mr. Napolitano, Mr. Amicone, Mr. Lewis, Mrs. Oblinski, just done an amazing job. So I wanted to thank them and some of the subs that we've also had come in, especially for the last couple of days, because if you've been up by the end zone there in the field, you see the band bleachers are almost completely assembled. So I know those guys have been putting in a lot of time sweating out there, but they really do look fantastic. And the band kids saw those yesterday and were thrilled that we purchased those for them. They were shocked that they just thought we rented them and we were going to give them back. So they were very pleased. So Mr. Anthony wanted me to pass on his thanks for that. The last two things I have on here, a Chromebook update. At the last meeting, we did put out bids for our Chromebooks. Those bids have been received back. Our new technology supervisor, Mr. Studer, and myself went through those bids. He has compiled a spreadsheet. The last step we have is I want Mr. Johnson to take a look at those as well, make sure that we've satisfied all of our legal ends to that bid. But we do have the company identified and ready to come back to you guys. So I will probably be asking for a special meeting. I hate doing that, but I don't want to wait 4 weeks to put them in place. So, please work with me on that if you can, and we'll try to get a meeting set up for a morning. Maybe we can get you guys in and out of here pretty quick. But it's really important to get those in the kids' hands as soon as possible. So Mr. Studer's done a great job with that, so I thank him. The last thing on here was the final update with the GPD group that we walked through. A couple of the very important things that we talked about. Number one, we went over all the cameras that are going to be needed here at the high school. They had some unique perspectives on that. They actually, initially off the top of their head, were talking about a lot of more cameras than I even anticipated. So they're going to come through. We're going to sit down with Mr. Carquito and Mr. Studer. We're going to look at the building, get a blueprint for everywhere we want them. They're going to handle, make sure the specs for the cameras are where we want them to be. All the equipment from the monitors in the office area so that the secretary and the principal have a look, as well as making sure that our police department, one of the big things for me is I want our police department to be able to see remotely if needed. And I know we never want to think about that, but if needed, I want them to have that remote access. So that's one of the first things they're working on with us, as well as a couple of the handicap issues in the gymnasium. The doors that are in there now still do need to be, they go into both the bathrooms and the main lobby. They need to be widened. And the issue with our people doing it is you're dealing with a door jam that it's concrete on the other side, and we don't have that kind of equipment. And we certainly don't want to do a job that's not going to look the way we want. So we're working on getting a bid to take care of that work and make sure it's done right. We also talked quite a bit about handicap accessibility into the gym and looked at options all the way from an elevator. They even talked us through with a ramp, and they kind of talked us out of a ramp pretty quick, because they said, you got 16 steps to go up. They said it would be, that ramp might take someone a half hour by the time they just keep getting to a landing and then back to another landing and back to another. They said it would be really not a good option for us, but something we want to, again, get that information on. They had a chance to go up on the roof and look at the repointing issues and some of the window issues that we're having where water is coming in. So they've agreed they're going to send some other people out to look at that issue and try to identify exactly where the water's coming, and then to help us determine a plan that would probably, if approved, be something we'd start next summer. The work that would need to be done is too loud and too, it would just interrupt everything that's going on up there. So it's something we're going to have to look into next summer. But they were actually pleasantly surprised. They said it wasn't quite as bad as he thought it would be when he got up on the roof. The stage area, Mr. Dimitrovich was here. I think he's still back there. He was able to walk through and show these guys some of the areas that we had concern with the rigging and the curtains and some of the other issues back in the stage. The lights are obviously fantastic. We just want to make sure everything else we do back there, all the way from even potentially looking at our curtains. They're very old, and we don't know that they're where we want them to be right now for safety purposes as well. So something we're going to take a look at. And the last issue was the Ohio State waterproofing that you guys approved earlier this summer has done, so far, held up very, very well. And that electrical box is dry. Everything is working exactly the way it was planned. The last area that we're still getting water, though, is I call it the end of the slip and slide, because if you watch our parking lot, it slopes down very, very quick, down from this point here all the way down to the garage area. The drain that's in there, the floor drain that's in there now, cannot take the water that's coming in. So they went over a couple of options with us, all the way from scraping the entire parking lot down approximately about 5 inches.
They basically regrade it from the school towards the football field, so the water flowed away from the building. Because basically we're getting a lot of velocity on that water coming down that hillside. And we're going to add catch basins and some spots and some piping. But, you know, we're trying to think maybe something outside of redoing that whole area.
Yeah.
Definitely something on a smaller scale.
Especially with the fact that we do also know that that, again, would be an issue that cannot be done right now. Simply for the parking aspect. I mean, we need those parking spaces to be open for our teachers. So that, again, is an area that we're going to look to maintain it as best we can. The positive side to that is that it's not as severe as the issue where the water was coming in on the electrical panel. It is getting down there, and it does potentially, I know our custodial staff and I know coach has to go down there a lot, lift those mats up, and we're mopping that out. So we definitely want to address it, because it is going to start to do some damage. Even if you go down there, the door molds on the bottom, if you go down there, they're all rusted out. So that's something we told them. If we do go ahead and do that project, we'd like to take a look at putting new door molds in there too. But at this point, until we get the water taken care of, we want to avoid that. So that's all I have.
Okay. Well, I commend you for reaching out to the engineers. I think it's a fantastic idea, and, you know, and Mr. Hannon for coming up with that idea in the first place. It personally gives me a ton of comfort that we have people who are professionals and who are in the business and are able to give us advice on what to do before we do anything.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Do we have any items for board discussion? Hearing none, I think that means it's time to look at executive session. And the items for which we would be talking would be item A2, employment. It is 7:47 p.m. So at this time, I'd entertain a motion to go into executive session. A second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mrs. Clace to go into executive session for purposes of item A2, employment. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. We'll now go into executive session. As mentioned earlier, there will be no action taken when we come out of executive session.